I don't know. Like, I don't feel comfortable just, like, leaning in the whole time like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
That's what I'm going to do for this whole episode.
Is just lean in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll try it. I'll give it a go.
Are you going to be able to look at your notes, though, and sure. lean in at the same time?
Yeah. We'll make it work. It's going to happen. God. These notes are gold.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mine probably won't be.
There's so much.
Yeah.
Okay. We're recording now?
Yes, you are.
Perfect. Thanks, Mike. You're so helpful.
Mike, you're the best. We can't win.
We can't. No. If we suck up, we're awful. If we badger him, we're terrible too. I love you.
I love you too, Mike.
All right. My name is Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing The Faculty, which is Breakfast Club meets Aliens.
That actually, I read that in one of the reviews. Like, I was reading the reviews, and it was, it wasn't Aliens, but it was another, it was like Breakfast Club meets Invasion of the Body Snatchers or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to do, like, it came out this day, or do you want me to?
I didn't know that you were going to do all that, too. I just wrote down it came out in 1998.
Came out Christmas Day, 1998, and it's the same school year that you graduated. 99 is when this is supposed to take place.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was supposed to take place in 98.
It was, like, the fall of 98, but it was the 99, like, graduates.
Oh, class of 99.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm old.
I know.
If you want to know what it was like in 1999, it's pretty close, like clothes and stuff.
The clothes for sure. And I wrote this down because I thought this was super cool. In exchange for Tommy Hilfiger product placement, the cast did an ad campaign for Tommy. During 1998 and 99.
Yeah, I actually knew some of that because there was a whole character that got cut from the film.
What?
But she was still in the Hilfiger ad campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and she had her name was like Venus or something.
What?
Like, yeah, not the person, like the character's name.
Oh, okay.
And she's still in like one scene when they're in the classroom. Looking at the fish tank.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love, like, all of the random facts that come out of this.
The cast, I don't want... I know you wrote every single person down. Like, a star-studded cast.
It was everybody and their mother, practically. So, the director is Robert Rodriguez. He co-wrote it, I think, with Kevin Williamson, is what I have written down. And, okay, here I go.
Oh, wait, before you get through all that, Robert Rodriguez also did Sex and the City, Dusk Till Dawn, Machete, and In Four Rooms. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
he did Tim Roth. Yeah, he did the Misbehaviors.
Oh, God.
He did the Antonio Banderas Room.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Salma Hayek's in this, but mm-hmm. she's been in a lot of his films, I guess.
Yep.
And In Four Rooms... on the TV, she's like the sexy dancer that the kid's trying to watch.
I haven't seen Four Rooms in quite some time.
Oh, well, you should watch it soon because it's good.
Yeah. I really like Tim Roth anyway.
Yeah.
So, got kind of a crush on him.
Okay, so you can run through every single
I'll say actor. The actual, like, character names of the kids and the actors. And then I'll say all of the other famous people just at random.
Cool.
Jordana Brewster as Delilah. Elijah Wood as Casey. Clea DuVall as Stokes. Josh Harnett as Zeke. Sean Hatozzi, I think.
Hennessy.
Is it? I didn't write that at
all. I actually Googled that. Because I don't want to fuck up names for the rest of my life.
Right. Well, that's good. Thank you. He plays Stan, and Laura Harris as Mary Beth. Just a plethora of cast. Robert Patrick, Usher, Famke Janssen, Bebe Neuwirth, Jon Stewart, Selma Hayek, Piper Laurie, Danny Masterson, Harry Knowles, Daniel Von Bargen.
I thought it was just Bargen. He's in Super Troopers.
Yes.
And he's Grady.
Chris McDonald.
Yes. Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin. And I want to say that maybe he settled down after the golfing
because he profession. Plays basically the same character.
Plays basically the same character.
A jackass.
A jackass. All right. So this film follows essentially an alien invasion that takes over a small town. We'll just kind of sum it up, starting with the football coach.
Yes. I found, okay, so like at the end, they kind of think it's him, mm-hmm. that he's like the leader or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he was perfectly fine just being a jerk football coach, and someone approaches him and he's like, hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Not like, he doesn't say that. I think he just says what or something.
He's kind of a dick. And I'm wondering if it was the girl that approached him. Mm-hmm. Because you find out that it's Mary Beth who's like the queen at the end.
Boom. Boom. We got right to the point on that.
That's
one.
That's okay. If people haven't seen this one and they're like our age, I would be surprised, I guess.
Yeah. Because it's a popular one.
Very popular. But yeah, she turns out to be the queen and the football coach is just like, what? He's kind of rude to her. If it was
I think
her.
He's just rude to everybody.
Yeah.
That's because he's a T-1000.
He's the T-1000.
This film was called, like, you know how in other countries they distribute things under different names? In Mexico, it was called Dangerous Classroom.
Shut up.
I don't know why it like made me laugh. And the principal was, like, I read, like, who auditioned for what.
Yeah.
And one of the people that they considered for a principal was Gillian Anderson.
That would have been super cool.
It would have been her, though, and Robert Patrick. So it would have been basically the X-Files.
It's the X-Files. Oh.
Yeah.
I really like Bebe Neuwirth, though. I think she's a good actress. She was in Frasier.
Oh, yeah, and Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved her in Frasier.
Yeah, I thought she was really good. There was something else, too. Like, the soundtrack, I can't say anything not bad about the soundtrack.
Oh, Greg sent me a little thing to, like, add into it. So, the Pink Floyd cover.
Yeah.
That was done by a band called Class of 99.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a super band. It was like, it was, he's going to listen to this and be like, why didn't you write it down?
Right.
It was Lane Staley.
Oh.
Was the singer.
Okay.
And then the guitarist was from a different popular band, Rage Against the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember all of them, but they just came together to do the song on the soundtrack. And then they
broke good.
Up.
I was telling Mike that I had it on CD, and I think I wore through it at some point.
Greg actually, when we were watching it, he went and got the CD out and was reading
it's
the back
so
of it.
It's so good.
It was also the last recording that Lane Staley did before he died in 2002.
Oh.
Yeah. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
Drugs, man. Don't do it.
Which drugs are a big thing in this film.
I know. So, oh, are we? Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about this. You go.
yeah. Okay, so it basically starts out with that. They're on the football field. The football coach is a jerk, calling everybody names.
Is that how football coaches are in high school?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either, but... Like,
he was aggressive.
He was extremely aggressive. And I'm looking back at the football coaches in high school, and they were kind of assholes. I hope, well, none of them would listen to this, but there was only one that was like a nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
If you think back on the football coaches, you know exactly.
I know. What I'm talking about. So that happens. Then they have like the teachers have like a little meeting, and basically everything's getting cut. They don't have funding for anything. If you look at the condition of the school, not good.
It's garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually didn't look up where it's filmed, and normally I do that.
I did. It was Lockhart, Texas.
It was filmed in Texas. Mm-hmm. I guess I always think of... I stereotype states.
Well, football state, I mean, Texas.
But when I think... I don't... Never mind.
So it was shot in Texas, but it was supposed to take place in Ohio. Small town Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I just didn't assume Texas.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they're talking about all the budget cuts. Of course, football's, like, getting all the money because football, I mean, is making all the money for the school.
And when you look back on high school, too, like, athletes do get preferred. Like, if you're a good athlete in a small town, especially with football, I mean, look at the football players in Adrian.
Yeah.
Like, favored. I don't know if people, like, fudge their grades like they did in this movie, but... I don't know if that really happens.
I think that's a lot of like school politics that I don't want to get into or care about.
Perfect. Okay. But yeah, so the football team is getting like all of the money, and it's actually like a huge argument between the principal and everyone else, like the drama club.
Yeah, so like, that's basically okay, so they end it. So the principal's like locking up the school. Coach shows up and keeps asking her for a pencil. And she is all, like, weird.
And she thinks he's been drinking because he's, like, all up in her face.
Yeah, which if he was all up in your face and had been drinking, you'd be able to smell it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he takes a pencil and he sticks it through her hand.
Blech.
Which is, like...
And then he's like, I've always wanted to do that.
Like, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
I've always wanted to put a pencil through your hand, or her hand specifically, or...
Just hurt someone. In general.
Or, like, it would be fun to do that to someone at some point.
I don't know. I don't have those thoughts.
But I would just love to put a pencil through someone's hand. So he does that, and then there's a big chase.
There's a big chase, and he does pull out the Terminator chase.
Oh, yeah.
That's a throwback or homage, however you want to say it.
I thought it was just homage.
Is it homage? We just had this big discussion on how words are.
How hard English is.
Is it homage for real?
For real.
Oh, my God. You let me, in a previous episode, you let me say homage, too.
The fuck? I think I missed it.
I'm writing that down because homage. Man. Anyway. The chase pays homage.
Pays homage.
To Terminator. And so she runs for the door. And then Piper Laurie, who's the drama teacher,
mm-hmm.
Is standing out there and is like, oh my God, let me help you.
Who's also the mom in Carrie.
Yep.
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me help you. I'm going to help you. And then so BB Newirth has scissors, drops him underneath the door. She gets out or whatever, locks the door.
I think he would have caught her way faster than
I think
that.
He's a T-1000.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's trying to unlock the door.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, the principal, so her keychain is like 5,000 keys.
Yeah. And so as soon as she locks the door, she's like, oh my God, thank you. And Piper Laurie just stabs her in the chest a bunch of times with scissors. And then she says, I've always wanted to do that.
Maybe it's an alien thing.
But that's the only two times that they say that, I think, that I caught anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, but maybe.
Who knows?
So they're all infected now.
Well, you don't even know they're infected with anything. They're just like stabby
stab.
They're
just being weird.
Yeah, like he's in the, he's in the teacher's lounge. I'm going to burp, sorry.
Drinking gallons of water.
And he's just drinking. But if you were that thirsty, why wouldn't you just get a big cup and fill it with water?
Instead of just standing there creepily.
Those little paper triangles, those little paper cones.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to stand here for 20 minutes refilling this over and over again.
Yeah. And everybody's, like, looking at him super weird.
Yeah.
Like, game ritual or whatever.
Grady says that. That's not his name.
Who's... What?
From Super Troopers.
Oh! God.
I can't think of his name in this, though.
I can't think of it either, but he's like the history teacher.
Yeah.
That's too funny.
Okay, so I need to quit saying, okay, so. I say it a lot.
I mean, whatever. I say and like and all sorts of things so often.
Well, the next scene is the intro of all the main characters, and I like how they did that.
I love
it. It's like the beginning of the school day, and everybody's still like outside on the lawn, and it just kind of like pans from one character. It shows a little blip of like what they're doing, and it says their name real bright underneath, and then
in like,
to, like
splatter font,
which was actually popular back then.
It was super great. Delilah too. One of the first things she says when Stan tries to like come up and kiss her is like, "These are Estee Lauder lips," and I'm like, "Oh my god!"
They took 72 minutes to apply or whatever.
That doesn't take me back to buying shit Clinique from the mall.
Are you shitting on Clinique?
I'm not, but I'm saying like, oh.
I actually really liked their foundation. When I wore foundation, that's the kind I wore.
Because I stole it from you all the time.
Mm-hmm. That shit was like $22 a bottle.
And it took 72 minutes to apply. So.
I didn't do any of that stuff, but that's basically like a lip kit now.
Yeah.
Like now they have the lip kits that come all together and.
For sure. But
it made me think that she needed a side pony.
She needed a side pony, yes.
Because she's just like, don't kiss me, boyfriend, go away.
Yeah.
But she didn't like him anyway, though.
She didn't like him anyway. As she didn't like him even more when he said he didn't want to be captain of the football team anymore.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's because she was the head cheerleader, so she was supposed to be dating the captain of the football team.
Yeah, so Stan is the captain of the football team. Delilah is head, not reporter, but she's head cheerleader.
I'm like, what does reporting have anything to do with it? She does the school newspaper.
Yes, with editor-in-chief. Yeah, she's the editor-in-chief. And Casey is Elijah Wood, and he's the photographer for the school newspaper and, like, kind of helps Delilah with stuff.
Yeah.
Huge nerd. Stokes is the outcast.
Yes.
Grunge gal. Zeke is second-year senior, drug dealer. Parents are super wealthy and just, like, left him the house.
That house, I don't know if you've seen it or not, because I can't remember what year it came out, but Multiplicity.
Yep.
That's the same house.
That's so cool.
Did you find that out too?
I did.
Damn it, that was supposed to be like a big shock. Anyway, I like that movie a lot too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they tried to do too much with Zeke's character.
Yeah. It had a lot of layers.
He was very, very layered like an onion. Why do you make that face at me?
It's just
like second year senior, but he's also like super science smart.
Oh,
but
he's
also a drug dealer, but he's also like a good athlete because at the end he's on the football team.
Yeah, as a second year senior. That wouldn't have happened because I think.
I was wondering, like, what the school rules are for
that,
too.
He'd be, like, 19, and I think, at least when I was in high school, like, you couldn't do sports if you were older than 19. Like, if you were, like, second or third year senior.
Like really? See, I don't know. I don't. That's another, like, school politics thing that I know nothing about, and I don't want to make any assumptions.
No, but that's at least how it was.
I feel like, there's, like, a cutoff
for
your age in sports.
But apparently he was really good if he could get on the varsity football team.
Well, maybe as his second year senior, maybe he was trying really hard and getting good grades. And they're like, sure, be on the football team.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing, too. You have to stay like above a certain grade point average. Yeah. But maybe not for football.
You could just get your grades.
I don't know.
Fixed up. Anyway.
The rain is making me kind of sleepy.
I know. It's pouring rain here.
Yeah.
Like pouring rain.
And the sound of it always makes me tired because I have that sound machine in my house that plays pouring rain year round for me. So when it's actually
and
raining,
you're like,
I'm like, okay, it's bedtime.
Psychology.
Yeah.
It just like makes you sleepy.
I'm trained to be tired when it rains.
So all of those, it's like the high school tropes. like I said, it's Breakfast Club, and it goes through, the beginning of it goes through all of the characters.
Yeah. Mary Beth is new.
Mm-hmm.
And from where?
From
Georgia?
Yeah, she's from Atlanta, and she always, Mary Beth Louise from Atlanta, she always says her full name. Oh,
her full name, and her mm-hmm. last name, too.
Yeah. Mary Beth Louise something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But she is adorable. Yeah. Like, I...
She is super adorable. And I feel bad that, like, no one wants to be friends with her.
I know.
Well, the first... She tries Stokely. And Stokely's like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, she tries multiple times to be friends with her, but...
I know. And I wonder why. Like, I wonder why she picked Stokely.
She says because she doesn't have any friends either because she's sitting there by herself.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny... So there's this, like, little confrontation because Mary Beth comes and sits down next to Stokely. And
with Delilah.
And Delilah comes over and is like, why are you friends with her? Or yeah. Why are you trying? She's a lesbian. And they, like, she starts ragging on her. And I think Stokely calls her a gutter slut. And I need to, like, put that in my list.
Yeah. There was one term in college that everybody would call, like, super trashy people, and I don't know if I can say it on here.
Just don't. Write it down and show it to me.
Okay. But,
Oh, I think I know what you're writing.
Yeah, and anybody that...
I probably wouldn't say that on...
Not at all. No. But, yeah, so Mary Beth is adorable, and I instantly fell in love with her until, you know, you find out that she's Queen Bee.
Yeah, so the next scene, Casey is just chilling out, eating his lunch by himself in the bleachers, and he cuts across the football field, and he finds, like, a little pod, looks like little larva something.
Yeah.
On the field, and the coach kind of harasses him about it. Like,
what did you find?
Yeah, get out of here. Why are you here? He's just a jerk.
He's a jerk. And, yeah, he's still a jerk even being infected.
So he takes it... So Casey takes it back to his science class and is like, hey, what is this? And they start, like, using a bunch of big science words, and I didn't know any of them. Did you think that was a little weird?
They did. Yeah, but I liked, or I thought it was funny that the teacher was automatically like, oh, I'm going to make so much money off this. This is a new species. And he's,
yeah,
they know nothing about it.
And it's Jon Stewart, too.
And so it's Jon Stewart. And they put it in a fish tank once they realize that, like, water reacts to it or whatever. And they put it in a fish tank. And Jon Stewart's, like, putting on gloves, like, going to touch it. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you going touching this alien species that obviously has tendrils that, like, grab onto something?
Yeah, as soon as it gets in the water, it, like, gets bigger. It starts growing all these little, like, kind of filament little things off of it. What's funny about that part? So we're just sitting there watching TV. It wasn't raining or anything last night. So he puts it in the tank. It starts, like, doing weird stuff in the water. And then he says, it's all right. It's okay. And then our power went out.
That's scary.
It was just random. That is random. It was weird. But yeah, so then, you know, we have to, like, reset the router and, like, get everything up and going. Because it went out for, like, not even 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was a blink enough where everything went out.
Ugh.
But yeah, so he just reaches in and, like, wants to touch it.
Why? It's so stupid to me. And as, like, he should know better.
You would think. Greg goes, do you think Dad would have touched it? I don't think he would have.
I don't think he would have. For those of you that don't know by now, our dad was a biology teacher and, like, super science-y and stuff. I mean, that's putting it very lightly.
That's just the vague. Yeah. That's super vague. Gist.
That's the gist. And I don't think he would have touched it. I think he would have thought it was an alien species and been like, oh, fuck this.
No.
Yeah. That's what I made a comment. Do you think if we would have came home in high school and told Mom and Dad that the faculty was being, like, body snatched, essentially, do you think they would have believed us?
They would have questioned it and not denied
Yes. They wouldn't have torn apart our room thinking we were on drugs.
No.
No.
That's totally Shooter McGavin thing to do. Yeah, I don't think they would have done that. I think they, especially him, because I don't see him being like a big troublemaker. He probably got good grades, photographer. Casey. Yeah. Like, they didn't have any reason to not trust him.
Right.
But, like, that's, that always, I mean, that can go back to any of these that we've seen. Like, oh my God, the house is haunted. And then one person is like, let's try to talk to the demons. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do that.
Don't ever try and talk to the demons.
Or the other person just doesn't believe you at all and thinks you're lying. Anyway.
Yeah, so they put the thing in the fish tank. John Stewart gets bit. Fucking shit show. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't have touched it.
I wouldn't have
touched it. I know we're kind of, like, dwelling on that a lot, but it just boggles my mind why a person of, like, reputable science, well, hopefully. I mean, he's a high school science teacher, but still. Like, Elijah Wood felt comfortable enough to bring a foreign species into the science lab.
He didn't really know. He didn't know it was a foreign species. He just thought, like, oh, what is this?
Right.
I'll ask, you know, the only science person I know.
That's true.
So, next scene, they are in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm assuming, like, after gym class?
After gym class. So, things are getting a little weird because more and more of, like, the staff is acting funny. None of the students are acting funny yet, but there's, like, this older teacher.
Yeah, an older woman.
Yeah, she's an older woman. And you assume that when one of the faculty, like, goes into a room with someone that they get infected. And this was a brief scene where you see somebody go into a room where this older.
Not the first one that you see, but she's before the nurse.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just...
It's just the three.
It's just the three. Yeah. Yeah. So the older woman, you know, is alone with them. Then all of a sudden, what's this character's name?
Stan.
Stan is in the shower. And this elderly woman has, like, blisters all over her feet. It's the worst. And face.
Well, he thinks that it's Casey, like, messing with him. Because Casey was in the locker room previously, like, before this. And Stan, like, Casey was getting harassed by jocks because Casey's a dweeb or whatever. And Stan, like, comes in and, like, distracts him. And
well, that's Casey says, it must really blow to be you.
And he's...
And I'm like, okay, Breakfast Club.
Okay, Breakfast Club. Like, you have no idea what kind of pressure is on him at home.
Exactly.
But yeah, so Stan, like, snaps back and it's just like, oh yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And, like, goes into the showers, starts showering, is attacked by this woman. Not attacked.
She needs help. She's, like, dying.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the first person, you know...
That's the first person that you see, like, on camera that has a bad reaction. I think she's the only person.
Yeah, and you hear the rest of the faculty, like, kind of whispering about it because she was too old.
She was too old.
But she didn't, like, adapt well. She overheated in her body.
Ugh.
But she goes up to Stan, and it's
a gross scene. Gross.
And I watch a lot of gory shit, but he kind of... like, holds her because she's...
And is like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Like, what's happening? And he, like, touches the back of her head.
And it's like... it's like pulling apart a grilled cheese sandwich. Oh, yuck. But it is. Like, her scalp, like, comes off. And
I can't even think about it.
He is, like, traumatized. You would be. Like, you would be.
If somebody came up to you and they were, like, totally fucked up and you went and, like, half of their scalp and hair fell off.
Ick.
It's making me get, like, puke mouth thinking about it.
Yeah. Now you know how I felt when I was telling you about that Assassin's Creed thing.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that before Assassin's Creed?
I did.
Did you know it was a thing?
I knew it was a thing. And I just, bleh.
Now you're traumatized?
Now I'm traumatized.
Even when you were describing about yourself being traumatized by it, I was doing that too. I'm like, ugh.
So, side note, okay. I was playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla and somebody does the Blood Eagle ritual and I about vomited. I haven't played it in 3 days, two days now.
Really loud.
Yeah, I just can't. No. And I watch a lot of gory stuff, but that was just unsettling.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah. Anywho. Yeah. So Stan is freaked out. And then Casey, I can't remember. Casey and Delilah get together and start thinking something is messed up.
Yeah, like, they're just kind of like,
which is an unlikely duo.
It is. They kind of notice. There was that exchange, too, with Zeke and Miss Brock where he's, like, hassling her.
Miss Burke.
Burke?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote Brock every single time.
That's okay.
So you're going to have to fix that for me.
So Miss Burke is played by Famke Janssen. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Okay. I actually looked that one up.
You did? How do you say it?
I have thought it was Famke. That's how I've said it.
But it's probably not.
And some, because I played the little like 15 second clips of names. It's either Famke or Famke.
I think Famke sounds more correct than Famke.
Yeah. And she's Dutch, I think.
Yeah. So Famke would make sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, she.
Jean Grey. She's played by Jean Grey.
Jean Grey. Zeke is dealing drugs out of the back of his vehicle and, like, all sorts of other stuff. I cracked up when he pulled out two VHS tapes and was like, oh, it's Neve Campbell and whoever naked.
Yeah.
And, he does a lot of shady shenanigans.
Is she naked in... She is naked in a movie.
I think so. Not in this one, but...
No. It seems like there was one, like, early 2000s where she has, like, a nude scene in a pool.
Neve Campbell, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was her and Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Denise Richards?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they come out of the pool. Yeah, and they're naked. I can't remember.
Anyway, okay.
Mike, I think, is looking it up right now. But it was that, like, Scream faculty time.
Yes. Yeah.
So she comes up, and she's very timid for a teacher.
Wild things.
I was thinking, like, pretty things or something. Yeah. Okay.
So Miss Burke is extremely timid. Like, I don't remember any teachers, professors who are
like that.
Because you can't. Like, in my opinion, you can't go into that profession and be timid.
No.
Because you have to stand up and talk to people.
She is awkward, and he just kind of harasses her.
Yeah, and it sucks. So she goes up to him and is like, hey, like, you can't be doing that. Like, we've talked about this. You can't be selling drugs. Like, this is public property. And then he sits on his car, and he's like, well, my car is my property, so. Like, what a dick thing to say. But it's a wise-ass thing to say.
Yeah, that was before they start snooping around through the teacher's lounge.
Yeah.
So Casey and Delilah, they're like, something's up, which makes sense because it wasn't even something's up. They were looking for information.
They were looking
newspaper.
For stuff. And they, like, make little side comments like, oh, nurse, like, Selma Hayek, not Selma Hayek, but her name. Like, oh, nurse so-and-so is drugged up as usual.
And yeah, like, they, like, go through her purse. They, you know, find alcohol in the cabinet. You know, just random things. And then some teachers are, like, showing back up.
The coach, the Piper Laurie shows up. And they're in there discussing what happened to the old woman.
Yeah, so they hide in the closet while... In the closet is the dead body.
Yeah.
Which
was standing up.
So irritating.
But before that, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Before that, Selma Hayek comes in and is like, oh my God, because she's battling like a really bad cold. And is like, oh my God, like, why are you guys in here? Like, don't you guys have a life? Like, she says something like jokingly to them. And she goes and like gets juice.
I don't think she said anything like that.
I don't know. She says essentially like, why are you in here?
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll go with it. And so the two like attack her and shove a pod down her ear.
Yeah, and blech. It's really gross how they do it too, because like the pods are like swarming under their skin.
Yeah, and they're regurgitated.
Well, they're probably like multiplying in the bodies, and then they like blech mm-hmm. them out to like stick in other people.
Yeah. So but gross. Yeah,
so they like knock her down.
That's when Delilah and Casey freak out and like back up, and that's when the old woman
yeah.
falls on them. And then they like the door opens and they bolt out. Cops yeah. are called. That's when Shooter McGavin comes in and he thinks his son is on drugs. And at that point, like the nurse, and it's one of those iconic scenes when Casey is talking to his parents in the hallway, or not his parents, but the principal and the history teacher.
Yeah.
In the hallway. And then the three of them come out, and Casey and Delilah were like, oh my God, like,
it's totally like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah. The nurse, like, she's hurt, whatever. And then they all come back and everybody's fine.
Everybody's fine. Oh, what, you know, funny joke. Well, the cops didn't get called at that point. They get called later.
Oh, okay.
Because Scooter McGavin takes Casey home.
Shooter McGavin.
Scooter, what is wrong Scooter. With me today? It's the rain.
Yeah.
Shooter McGavin takes his kid home, tosses his room like, looking for drugs. They take his porn.
They take his porn. They take his internet router. They take his CD player.
Did you notice
his phone?
And not they like on like his cordless.
They
home
take
phone.
Like the cordless part of it and are like, you're not having this anymore.
Yeah, so they take all his stuff away. And then, well, was that after the cops go to the school and like prove
that was
wrong?
After?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the cops end up going to the school.
And then the principal Drake takes one of the police officers in and is just like, oh, let's call Delilah. Let's see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because Delilah at this point is like nowhere to be found.
Yeah, she's AWOL.
She peaced out. And so the cop comes out and immediately you know he's infected. Casey looks at him and the cop like looks at him and you just know.
Oh, yeah. And then they also, to explain the dead body in the closet, they pull out like their CPR dummy.
I'm sorry, but you know the difference, and even in a panic state, it's just like, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if there was a mannequin, like, say, in your basement, and you had to go down there to get something in the dark, and you yeah. saw the mannequin, you'd probably shit your pants.
Do you remember that crocheted clown?
Yeah.
That was in the corner of the living room all the time?
Mm-hmm. That was my clown.
That was terrifying. But it reminds me of the same. Yeah, you're right. Because yeah. I would walk downstairs at night and look and see it. And we had to like cover it up and stuff. Oh,
if
God.
You saw. Oh, what's funny about that, too? Since mom's listening to this, she'd always talk about Poltergeist, how it was like the clown and Poltergeist. No, it was not.
It was
at
not
all.
The clown and Poltergeist. But it still like sat in my memory bank for years.
As being terrifying.
As being terrifying. I don't know.
I don't know either. What's happening?
Kids.
Up there? Kids.
Kids are upstairs.
It's affecting Oberon's sleep.
But okay. Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so then when Delilah comes back to school, she comes back, like, incognito. Like, she's not, like, all dressed up. She's wearing, like, a denim t-shirt or a denim, like, button up and glasses, and her hair's in a pony.
There is a theory about this too. Oh, well, we already said who the queen was, so fuck it. There's a theory that Delilah got infected that night, and she comes back because like when you're infected it makes you whatever like you wanted to be. That's a theory, and so that's why she comes back like wearing glasses and like in frumpy clothing
because that's how she wants to live her mm-hmm. life. Because the whole thing with the parasite is it was supposed to, like, make your life better.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like in Host.
Yeah. And, like, when the principal gets infected, she, like, comes back and everybody is, like, more beautiful. Like, Piper Laurie's character is wearing a little bit more makeup and not
I think
that
everybody just overall looks healthier.
Yeah. And so she comes back and she usually wears contacts.
Yeah.
But contacts, I mean, are said to, like, dry out your eyes. So that's why she wore glasses. There were a lot of, like, theories really? That I looked up. Yeah.
Oh, you looked way more into this than I did. But I did have, like, that weird dog situation today, though. So yeah. That was, like...
But that said, because later on you find out that Delilah is indeed infected. But that said... to be the time that she gets infected is that night.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's kind of like teaming up at this point, like wondering what's going on.
Yeah, because Casey immediately goes to Stokely because they're friends. And then Mary Beth is hooked up with Zeke. Just randomly, like, they start talking outside, and Mary Beth is just like, okay, and, like, goes along with Zeke.
Greg said it's kind of like Danny and Sandy.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. or Claire and Bender.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But Mary Beth isn't really Claire, though. I would say
no.
Delilah is.
Yes.
Anyway. Beside the point. But yeah, Mary Beth and Zeke get hooked up because Zeke is dealing drugs called scat or scat or whatever it is.
Scat, which I thought was funny.
Scat's
poop.
Poop. So he gets all of his supplies from the lab closet at the high school. So they're in the lab closet. Casey and Delilah go into the science room to check out the parasites or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
well, because they kind of come to that conclusion, like a body snatchers type thing.
And Stokely and Stan are teaming up, too.
Yeah, it's just like, really weird.
It's weird. And I don't know if it's realistic or not, but hey, it's a high school movie, so whatever.
Well, at first, I was like that when I was watching it. I'm like, this wouldn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you went on the Overlanders trips, right?
Yeah.
You hung out with people that you didn't normally hang out with.
Oh, for sure.
And then when you got back to school, you just went back to life as normal and you didn't really talk to those people anymore.
Yeah, and it sucked. Like, looking back, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. But I think that's the situation. Yeah.
So they all team up and they're in the science lab now. And Casey had a conversation with Stokes in the library about it because Stokes is super into sci-fi and like body snatchers and everything like that. So they have a conversation, and when they come into the science lab, that's when the conversation really starts going. And Delilah is like, no, this is bullshit. And Stan too is like, no, this is so dumb. So that's when the science teacher comes in, freaking cracks me up. It's Jon Stewart, so it just cracks me up.
It's hard to look at him and not, like, laugh. Cause...
And so Stan is, like, making a joke with him. Like, yeah, Casey thinks that the faculty is being taken by body snatchers or something.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, really? And then he, like, shuts the blind. He shuts the blind and he's like, tell me a little bit more about this. Why don't you all take a seat? And he's very...
Oh, well, at that point, I wondered, too, why doesn't... Like, all the teachers and staff are just kind of, like, walking around, like, why isn't anyone teaching class?
No one's teaching class. Where... what is happening at this high school?
Like, could there really be, like, six or seven... Like, at Adrian High School... Could there be
there
six
were
or seven?
5 minutes in between the bells.
Yeah.
Like,
but teachers did have like a like 1 hour a day where they didn't have class. But like, what are the
like,
chances?
I know it was game day that day and everybody's having a good old time, whatever, playing their next town rivals. But there has to be some order. No.
No.
Because
this is fake.
Right. While this is all happening, the principal is calling down students.
Oh, yeah.
That's a so huge like... thing. They're calling down, like, the, like, all of the influencers, I guess. The then influencers.
Like, yes. So, like...
star athletes, captain of the teams, like, all that into the principal's office.
Yeah, like, head of the debate team.
Yeah.
Like, it was all kind of the heads of clubs or sports. So, they all get called down. They're the first round.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, at certain points, there's, like, whole lines of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess if something like that was going on where they were, like, checking ears... because that's what they said they were doing.
Everybody has to go through an ear exam in high school, Aaron. Didn't you have to?
Where you call to the office and they look in your ear? No, I didn't have to do that.
Not at all.
Maybe they did for like sports physicals.
Like in elementary school, I remember taking hearing.
Well, yeah, like ones. You do like a sight and hearing and all that. Okay, so back to John Stewart in the classroom.
Is crazy. So Stan's like making a joke, and then John Stewart like freaking clotheslines one of the kids to like go sit down. I think it's Zeke or Stan. I can't remember. But at this point,
and we both just watched this yesterday.
I watched it today.
Oh, you did? I forgot. Yeah.
And that's when Zeke is like, "No, fuck this," and he grabs like a paper cutter. And just, like, rips it off of like,
the paper cutters that are the big, giant square. And they have, like, a huge, heavy blade on the end of them.
Yeah. And he just, like, rips it off, which I thought was a really cool
scene. And then all of a sudden he has this, essentially, a machete.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's, like, crazy, though, that he just, like, went after him? Like, you pushed down my friend, so I'm
And they're not even friends at this point. They're not even friends.
But yeah, he goes after him and he cuts his fingers off. I think
something happens between the time of when the guy gets shoved, and I think the alien talk is kind of, like, settling in because the teacher isn't acting anything like he does. And he's like, sit your ass down or something. Like, he doesn't say that, but he says something not cool, but not cool enough to go after him with a machete.
Yeah. I thought that was a little, but I mean, it was necessary. But.
Yeah. He ends up cutting off the tips of the teacher's fingers. And this is when everybody realizes that,
everyone shits their pants.
Alien fucking invasion. Right.
Because the fingers, once they hit the floor, like wiggle and like go after everybody.
Yeah. And they turn into the parasite things.
Yeah. Which I didn't really understand that.
I didn't understand it either. But eh.
Yeah. Does he die?
He does die. Zeke shoves a pen filled with the scat in his eye. And it like dissolves him.
Yeah. Because I got confused by that because I saw that happen, but then in the credits, he's alive with an eye patch.
So maybe he doesn't die.
I mean, he dissolves.
He doesn't dissolve. You don't see him dissolve. You just see like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe he doesn't die and he's just high off scat laying on the science room floor.
True.
I don't know.
So then they're like, let's get the fuck out of here. And they all run out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
To get in Zeke's car.
They realize that scat is the key.
Yeah. And yeah.
And Mary Beth makes a big point to say she doesn't do drugs and she's allergic to aspirin.
Which.
It could kill her. Which is true. Like, it could kill her. And does.
Yeah, so they go to Zeke's house, and I wondered, too, like, why does science shit always involve a big mega chemistry kit?
A big mega chemistry kit with, like, different colored fluids and beakers.
And he's got, like, all this different stuff, like, not to make whatever drugs he's making.
Because he's only making scat, and, like, he, like, sells... like condoms and laxatives and shit out of his trunk. Like, he's a jack of all trades seller.
But like, I mean, I watched Breaking Bad. Making meth wasn't that involved, and he's just making these. He empties out the insides of pens and fills them with the powder,
which is super clever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's been a thing, but I don't know that much about drugs. So.
I don't either.
I'm sure that's probably been a thing for a while, but I don't. It's just like a mix of household chemicals plus caffeine.
Yeah. And like,
I just didn't know why he needed like the big giant chemistry set.
Maybe he is. Well, he is secretively like super smart. Again, yeah. Onion. Just peeling back another layer. Josh Arnett.
I thought it was pretty sad. So they do an experiment.
I didn't like this at all.
No. They infect the rat. And then
his rat buddy, like, he seemed to be like close to it. He was like, "Man, I'm real sorry, buddy."
See, he's got some stuff going on.
He has to.
But yeah, so then they decide that the way that they can tell if you're infected or not is by taking the drug, and because it will kill you if you're infected. So they all take it.
Which earlier on, too, when he's in the courtyard, we're kind of bouncing back, but Danny Masterson and his buddy ask for, like, all of Zeke's scat.
Yeah, which... Do you think that they know about it?
I think they know about it because they regularly buy from Zeke anyway, and I'm sure they had some. Obi. I'm sure they had some like on hand and realized once they got infected, like, oh shit. Like, do you think they had just like a warning bell? Because they were infected when they asked Zeke for all of his scat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's why they were so aggressive about it.
Yeah, they were really weird. Like, oh, do you have more? Can we buy more? And he's like,
this is all I have. And you see him like shoving some like down in his pocket because he thinks it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you were high on it, if you could get infected.
I don't think so.
Because Casey, like towards the end, takes it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets infected.
Yeah.
Anyway.
For like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they find out that scat is the key to tell. And if you do take it, the parasites like fall out of you or it kills you. Does it kill them if they take it when they're infected?
That's what I mean. I don't know.
I don't think it does.
Well, so that's when they think that the coach is like
the king.
Yeah. Is the ringleader to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, and they figure, okay, kill that person and then it'll take down all the other ones.
But then Mary Beth mentions, and this is the first time you kind of think that something is hanky, is when hanky. Whatever.
Scooter.
Mary Beth calls the leader the queen and her.
Well, yeah, but that's like hive.
Like queen bee, ant. So they are all standing around taking it. And I like that Stokes says something like, "I'm not taking that 80s crack." She says something like, "I'm not putting that 80s crack up my nose." She was like, "What's even in it?" And Zeke is like, "Aliens are taking over the world." And she's like, "Oh, fine."
She's like, "Fine, I'll do your like garage drugs." So it looks like everyone does the drugs.
It does. And then there's kind of a standoff between Delilah, who's a bitch the whole thing, but whatever. There's kind of a standoff between Delilah and Mary Beth because Mary Beth is like, "No, it's going to kill me."
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have an allergic reaction. I'm going to die. And Zeke is like, "I don't give a fuck." Like, I don't care.
Doesn't he? He holds them at gunpoint.
He does.
To make him do it.
Yep.
Okay. So
he holds him at gunpoint, makes him do it, Delilah like freaks out and flips back and like drops the drugs, and that's when you find out she's infected. It's a good reveal.
It is.
Because you think she's just having a reaction to the drugs because, you know, you're sniffing a pen full of garbage up your nose.
Yeah.
And when she her hair comes back, she's crawling and it's like, oh my God. And Stan is like, I can't shoot her. I can't remember who it is. And Stokes goes and grabs the gun and is like, I'm going to fucking shoot her then. And she tries to shoot her and Delilah like runs out and is like, you can't stop it. And
yeah,
gets in a cab that's conveniently waiting.
Did she? In a cab?
Or a driver's ed vehicle.
Oh, well, I mean, she's infected. So maybe they can all like communicate with each other.
Maybe.
Maybe she knew that she'd have to escape.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then they go to the football game.
Well, and Mary Beth looks like she took it.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
Looks like she took it. That's sneaky little queen there.
And they're the way she does it. So she like.
Someone would have seen it. I feel like someone would have seen it.
So she puts the pen like up to her nose and like her nostril like magically closes because she's an alien. And then she twists off the bottom of the pen and just all the fucking drugs fall out.
But she does like lean back super quick. So I'm thinking, and everybody else is high.
True.
So
everyone else is like laughing their asses off.
That scene is like later on when you find out she's the actual queen. But I thought it was weird.
So then they go to the football game. It's crazy.
They go to the football game.
Fun time.
Oh my God. Well, do you remember football games in high school?
Yeah, we didn't have fireworks though.
No, but it was the big rival game.
Oh yeah.
And it was the rival game that was going to determine if Harrington High Hornets were going to go to the state championship or something like that. It was like a big game. I don't know if it was state championship, but
you made it. I was convinced.
Yes.
That was very convincing.
Good. I love it. But yeah, everybody is there. Huge. This is the scariest scene, I think, in the whole movie.
You think so? With the principal?
With the principal and them tackling the other players. Because at this point, everybody in Harrington High is infected except like these people.
Except
and,
for a handful.
And the town.
Mm-hmm.
So they go trying to find the queen and the football scenes, like Harrington guys are tackling the opponent team and they're infecting them. They're like dropping shit. And when the Harrington guys get off of the opponent, they're like shaking and stuff.
For just like a second and then they get up and then they're...
That's horrifying to me. That's the scariest part to me because being one of the team members like on the other team and being tackled like that and then being infected, like it's just
I get where you're coming from
yeah. And then I wanted to comment too, do you remember, I don't know how often you paid attention to the football games in high school, but they like clotheslined some of these guys.
That's illegal.
That's 100 that has to be right.
Yeah, that's, I think you get in trouble for that.
They do so many horrible things. And
well, it's like just impressive to watch.
Right.
You know, it's.
And like the coach is like, yeah, kill him. Like,
yeah.
And the Harrington fans are holding up like kill, like these signs. I'm like, oh my God.
It was a little violent. Yeah.
It was a little violent. So they go to the football game. And I can't remember, and I just watched it today, but Zeke remembers that he has more drugs in his car or something. They think it's the principal.
Yes, actually. They think it's the principal. So they
kidnap the principal.
Yeah, and they're in the gym then at that point?
Yeah, okay. And they're in the gym. They kidnap her, and she's putting on a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Like, I would think she wasn't infected, and Zeke is just like, no, fuck it, and he shoots her
in the head,
which is crazy, and she's laying there, bleeding out, and they're like, oh my God, did we just kill an innocent person?
Like, were we wrong?
And then as soon as that happens, she stands up, and all of these alien creatures are like pouring out of her skull, and Mary Beth grabs the scat, and like the remainder the remainder.
Remainder.
But yeah, remainder. But they have like a few other pens, so it's not like all of it. But she just dumps this like bucket of shit on him or on her.
It's like what dad would use to measure out gunpowder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little thing and it's got like a little twisty on the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Like to measure out like dosages mm-hmm. of stuff. Okay.
And she just like dumps the whole thing on her. And Zeke is just like, holy shit. Like, why did you dump it all? And she's like, I panicked. Like,
yeah, she just wanted to get rid of it.
Stupid. And so then they're sitting there wondering where they're going to get more of it. And Zeke is like, oh, I think I have it in my car.
Well, yeah, they're trapped in the gym though at that point because they took Stan, the football players.
They took Stan.
Yeah,
because Stan goes out, and I can't remember why. Maybe at that point they think it's the football coach.
Yeah.
And Stan goes out, and it's like downpouring, and all of the football players and the coach are standing outside getting a good rain on their tendrils.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's super gross.
And they get Stan. And Stan comes back and is like pounding on the glass, like, let me in, let me in. And Zeke pushes out a pen of drugs, and Stan's like about to take it, and then he has this like creepy grin on his face, and he dumps it out, and he's talking to Stokes, and is like, "Oh, it's so good. You're free. You can do all of this stuff."
Before he went outside, didn't he kiss Stokely?
Yeah,
yeah. And she says she kisses him, and says something like, "Oh, I just." It wasn't I've always wanted to do that, but something along those lines. And I wonder, okay, so if you were, like, in that situation, what if you didn't like that person that kissed you, and that's their last memory, is getting kissed by somebody they don't like?
I don't think it would really matter, because it's your last memory.
But, like, if you were with somebody and they were super into you and you weren't into them at all, and they like kissed you right before you died and were like, I just wanted to do that, how would you feel? Would you be like, ew?
I'd be like, I'm ready to die.
I just wondered about that because like we did As Above, So Below.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And at the end, he like confesses. What if she didn't feel any of those feelings for him and he just like blurts them out?
It's a movie. So I feel like... I think in real life, it would be totally different than what actually happens in movies. Like, I think in real life, the person would be like, great, bye. Like, I don't think it would be as magical as it is in movies where the feelings are always mutual and like.
I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, we missed like a huge when Miss Burt comes back and is all sassy to Zeke.
I wrote that down and then we just kind of skipped it. Yeah. Because we skipped it because it was right before they find the body Danny in Masterson. The closet.
It was the Danny Masterson scene when he's asking for all of the drugs. Give me all of the drugs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I like how all the key players are teaming up. The drug guys are going nuts for it. And then Miss Burke attacks Zeke.
Yeah. Which she looks...
So hot.
So hot.
She looked hot and nerdy, too.
Yeah. But she's wearing, like, a red spaghetti strap tank top and, like, a black leather skirt and stuff. Yeah. And she goes up to Zeke because she's infected.
She's not Jean Grey anymore. She's the Phoenix.
She's the Dark Phoenix. She transformed.
She totally did.
And just goes and says everything she's wanted to say to Zeke. And I don't know if she actually wanted to say it, but it kind of seems like it. Because Zeke pushes her around a ton.
Oh, yeah. He walks all over her.
And she was not having it.
No.
As infected. But yeah, I thought that was a really cool scene.
Yeah, she lays into him. I thought it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Did you have to bring that up? Because then they
make I did.
They make the break for the car.
Yes, because she makes an appearance.
Yeah. Zeke and Casey make a run for the car.
Yeah.
All right, you can go ahead.
Do you want me to keep?
Sure.
Okay.
Because at this point, so I've done this a few times because my brain works funny. And the first half of the film, I'm writing down, like, this happened and then this happened. And
that's what happens to me, too.
And then towards the end,
you're like, I wrote,
Miss Burke, Zeke's car explodes. Like, what's happening?
There's a car explosion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Casey and Zeke make a run for the car. And at this point, it's Mary Beth and Stokes in the gym now.
Yeah.
They make a run for the car. Casey goes and, like, distracts the football players.
Which he does a good job. He's got them all running after him. Yeah, all over for the place. Sure.
So he gets in a bus, and that's where Delilah is.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, you can be free. Don't you want to do this together? And it's all, like, creepy. He's like, yeah, no, thank you. And,
yeah,
like, bolts out, which...
Exactly.
Okay.
I thought someone was on the roof of the bus lifting him out. He skedaddled so quickly. For sure.
And you can't just, like, push those out, can you? Like, they have to be, like...
No, you can push them out.
Can you?
Yeah, oh. You just have to, like, pull in the handle things and push up.
He's a quick thinker, because I would have died. I would have been infected.
And she would have grabbed him.
She would have grabbed
him. He couldn't have jumped. So he jumps out, like, the safety thing on the top of a bus.
Yeah.
But, like, super quick. Fast. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was weird, too.
Almost halfling fast.
Are halflings fast?
I think they're fast. They're burglars.
They're not burglars. He lied about being a burglar.
Frodo actually wasn't the burglar. It was Bilbo. But.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I think halflings are fast. I know in D&D, a halfling rogue is like super.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That went off sidetrack. But yeah.
I don't picture hobbits as being fast.
Mm-hmm. I think they can be quick. They're light on their feet and like.
So that's what it was.
It had to have been that hobbit. Anyway. This was the film that Elijah Wood auditioned for Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to because he had heard that Peter Jackson was casting mostly British actors. So he wasn't even going to audition to it, but audition for it.
How weird would it be if it wasn't
him?
It'd
be so weird, right?
Yeah.
But, I'm finding the name now. Harry Knowles is the one that talked him into auditioning for it. And he did his own audition tape and sent it in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Miss Burke, car explosions.
Yeah, Miss Burke goes and tries to infect Zeke. And it's this big thing. And she, like, climbs in the side of his car.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. She ends up, like, in the back of his car. And he puts on a seatbelt and, like, runs into the bus.
Yeah. And explosion. How does she get decapitated from that?
I don't know. Maybe her body gets, like, thrown into the bus. And maybe, like, the side of the bus, like, cuts her head off.
I don't know. She gets decapitated, though. And... It was pretty cool. Her body is, like, wandering around looking for her head, and her head grows, like, tentacles out the bottom of it. And it kind of reminds me of, was it Corpse Bride?
Yeah.
That had, he had, like, bugs, though, under his head that made him run around, right?
I thought
so. Wasn't he getting carried around by, like, cockroaches?
I think so.
Okay, anyway, so her head grows these, like, big, weird tentacles.
It reminded me, the body running around like that reminded me of Return to Oz.
Yes. I forgot about that part in that.
That movie alone is traumatizing. It's the Wheelers.
The Wheelers are so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was pretty cool. Like, she loses her head.
And he bolts back into the gym.
Yes. And then there's kind of the big reveal.
There's the big reveal. Mary Beth is sitting with Stokes, and Mary Beth is like, don't you want to feel like you belong? Like, aren't you tired of being something you're not? And she's like, I know I am. And that's when she, like, throws Stokes with her tentacle and then transforms into the queen.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's... I think the coolest part of when she transforms into the queen, well, she pulls Stokes into the pool, right?
Yeah.
She pulls her into the pool. I thought the one of the coolest parts in the whole thing is when Mary Beth is walking through the locker room naked. And in the shadows all around her, like, she has shadow tentacles.
Yes.
Like, she looks like a normal human girl.
It's so cool. We might have to... Never mind.
Go ahead. What?
I can't say it because we record earlier.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll just talk about it later.
Yeah. But, yeah, so Stokes and Casey are, like, running from her. She dives into the pool and... Stokes is grabbed by her, dragged under, terrifying, like her face like smashes against the pool.
Yeah, so she's like bleeding, she's, like, super
bleeding
bad.
Bleeding a ton. And that's when Casey like pulls Stokes out of the pool and they like run in, and that's when Zeke confronts Mary Beth and Stokes, I think.
Yeah.
And is like, oh my God, like, who's infected? And then he looks at Mary Beth, and Mary Beth is naked. And Mary Beth is like trying to tell him that it's Stokes that's the queen.
Yeah.
And he's just like, when did you become naked? And she like immediately
switches. I magically lost all my clothes.
She switches, and it's just like, don't you like what you see, Zeke? And it's like, yeah, okay,
like,
crazy lady.
You're not her.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. So then trouble ensues throughout the entire locker room. You find out that Stokes was infected when she was in the pool.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that that's when that happened.
Yeah.
Casey's
infected.
Casey isn't infected yet.
Oh, no. That's a very... Yeah, almost.
And he almost is.
Yeah.
But Casey, like, grabs Stokes and, like, throws her in the like, storage place or whatever, and Zeke is like knocked out.
Yeah.
And so then it's just Casey and the queen, and she's like trying to talk him into becoming infected or whatever.
No, none of that.
And he says something like, no, like, I'm gonna kill you or whatever. And Mary Beth,
sometimes when you say stuff like that, it just reminds me of Drunk History.
It is too.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna like kill you or whatever.
I think what I find the most funny about these episodes is that it's just like a drunk history of the movie.
Okay.
Because we're like, yeah, I think that happened, but maybe.
So I wonder too if she could swim in chlorinated water, because chlorine dries your skin out.
Yeah, there are a couple things that...
Okay, so Casey...
But...
Casey's plan is so good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Mary Beth, like, turns around as Casey, like, says whatever, and she's just like, there's one thing that your sci-fi movies always get right. We always win. And then she, like, trots off.
Yeah.
It was just funny. It was a good line.
So she's after him as, like, the big giant monster then.
Yeah.
And he's running to get away from her. And he climbs into automatic bleachers. And he hits the button and then gets under there. So she's big monster at this point chasing him.
Yeah.
So he's, like, weaseling through quick. And it's way harder for her to get through. Well... just in time, he scoots out the other side of the bleachers, and she gets stuck.
She gets stuck.
Ooh, I did it again.
He says some one-liner.
Some cool one-liner that I didn't write down.
And then he shoves, like, three of the scat pens, like, in her eyeball.
Yeah.
And she shoots out, like, six, six parasites into his face.
Yeah.
And you see it, and it's gross.
It is so gross. And that would be, like, so incredibly painful. He would have fainted. Like,
there's
no way.
He would have fainted something. He's, like, screaming bloody murder. It's awful. And then she starts to, like, deteriorate, and the things, like, pop out of his face.
Yes.
Blech.
And I wonder, like, what... like, that would have happened to everyone, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, all the parasites start falling out of the people. Gross.
Yeah, it was a pretty gross thing. And then he goes and he finds Stokes.
Yeah.
And the parasite things are, like, next to her, and he's, like, kicking them away.
Yeah.
And it's like, yay.
Yay. And then 1 month later, Zeke plays football.
Zeke is playing football. Uh-huh.
That's which I don't understand, because if it's this big game, wouldn't football season be over like shortly after that?
Right. Maybe it was like the first.
Okay, yeah.
In the info on this, it takes place September through October.
Quit picking your eyelashes.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you.
I'm just trying to help you. But I think it makes more sense if it was like August to September. Like,
yeah, the first, beginning of the school year.
Like the last week of August or something.
Yeah.
I think that makes and then way
I
don't, more sense.
I can't remember what happened, even though I just watched it, but I wrote high school romance is dumb.
It is dumb because Zeke, okay, he's playing football now, and Miss Burke is like up in the stands, like looking at him, like waiting.
He is like 20.
He is 20. That's true. So maybe not as frowned upon.
No, still frowned upon.
Still frowned upon?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was some stuff like that when I was in high school, and it was the talk.
We don't need to talk about that.
I know. I'll tell you after.
Okay. Yeah. And then Stan and Stokes are together. And like what bothers me, okay, Stokes had her own fashion. She grunge fashion. It looked great on her, whatever. She walks up to Stan, who is now apparently the pillar of academics.
Academias.
Because Stan quit football to focus on his grades and whatever. And she walks up and she's wearing like a lavender cardigan with like a floral skirt. And I'm like, please don't tell me you did that. Just
I don't think she did it for him. I think she had the grunge look to hide.
Mm, yeah.
That she didn't want friends. She was pushing people away.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's like making her feel more herself.
Oh. She still wore the heavy eye makeup though. And I like that.
I like that too.
Mm-hmm. The smoky eye.
And her hair was the same too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then Delilah and Casey are together, which I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know if that would have happened.
Delilah, I think 100% is just into him because he's famous now.
You think so?
I think so. I think, yeah.
Oh, he's famous because all of the Parasite stuff came out in the...
Yeah.
And he's like on the cover of everything. And
he's on the cover of like... Sci-fi magazine and like Time magazine, and
you can't remember you're making that up. I am see on your face,
absolutely. But like Delilah throws down the school paper.
There's a bunch of magazines and mm-hmm. he's on the cover, and he's cover of the school newspaper.
He's cover of the school newspaper for saving the town, and she wrote like this big article for him. And then a news truck pulls up, and he's just like, "Who's that one? Is it anyone big?" And she's just like,
she's with him because he's famous.
I think
see,
so.
I could, I summed it all up in the one sentence: high school romance is dumb. Yeah. All that was just like, meh. I like it in movies when they wrap it up at the end, where like everything's
there's closure,
neat and tidy closure. Mm-hmm. I hate it when they just leave cliffhangers or just open. Like, what happened? Yeah.
I don't like that either. I'm trying to think of like a good one. The Descent. And there are some that have like legit cliffhanger endings. I think The Descent is one of them.
I can't think of any right now.
Because you don't know if she makes it out of the whatever.
Yeah.
I really like this one.
I do too. I like it a lot.
I like it because it's high school nostalgia. Like,
oh, big
crazy
time.
And I was in like sixth or seventh grade when this came out.
You probably would have been in seventh grade.
Sixth
grade,
because you were a senior when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah,
but yeah, like all of this, like the clothing, even some of like the wording and stuff. I mean, it came out like it was filmed in 98 and it came out then. But
I read an article today about how it kind of sums up like that time period.
Yeah,
because there wasn't cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Or not every, maybe one of your friends had a cell phone.
Yeah.
The big radios, the big computer screens,
the Apple logo that's like the rainbow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was before, like, the big school shootings.
Yeah.
So, like, Zeke shooting his principal, it was shocking in the film, but now it would mean something totally different.
It, you know, absolutely.
It would, like, be... Yeah.
Yeah.
I words are hard.
We don't need to go into that. But, yes. Yeah, I just... It... When I was watching it, I was like, man, things have totally changed.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's been over 20 years. But it's been...
Oh, my God.
I'm old.
I'm old.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I don't think I have any more cool facts.
No, I think I... Yeah, that was pretty much it for me. We had a lot of the same ones, so...
I know.
Okay, so you're going to do the thing?
Oh, are we...
Oh.
Yeah.
I totally forgot all about that. You can talk about it.
Do you want... You can talk about it.
We ordered stickers.
We did.
So, shortly after this drops...
This drops. We're so cool.
We're so cool. It's like we're our album. No. When we upload this podcast within the next day or two, we're going to have stickers and we're going to do some stuff on Instagram, like promotional stuff with them. They're pretty cool. Chelsea designed them. They have all of our information. So stick them on all your stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I like that. And it was something super easy to kind of like get our name out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that. And I think... That was the only thing.
Well, when I said do your thing, you know, because you always do.
Oh, yeah.
But then you looked at me like, oh, we forgot to mention stickers. And we were so excited talking about them before we started recording.
Yeah. But anywho, thanks everyone for listening to us. We're up. We have a lot of listens now. So
yeah.
That's really cool. We appreciate everybody reaching out to us. Friends, family, people we don't even know. Messaging us, telling us like what a great job we're doing. Yeah, so that's really cool. So again, if you like what you hear and this is your first time listening or second or third time listening and you haven't followed us on Instagram, you should probably do that. That's where we put all of the films that we're going to be doing, little fun things. I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's Slasher Movie Review, all one word, all lowercase. As I say it, you're like, anyway.
I laugh every time. I'm sorry.
That's all right. And I think that's it.
Yep, that's it. So, yeah, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll talk to you again soon. That was really awkward.
It was. Okay, bye.
Bye.